Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Chamber of Commerce President McCullough Sisker to talk about recent changes at the Chamber.
Lots of changes going on in the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. Talk about some of the changes that have recently been going on and how much they are for the better for the Chamber.
Absolutely. You know, it's always busy around the Chamber, but no more so than this year. It feels like, to me anyway. We have an exciting new announcement with our new executive director. We're really excited to welcome Josh McKenna to the role and bring a fresh perspective, some really good background experience and things like that. So we're really looking forward to his enthusiasm, organization, and leadership in that role.
Having new people come in, having new faces come in also brings in fresh ideas, and that's got to be a positive to be able to come up with some new things as well.
It is, and one of the really exciting things is this is a year we were really concentrating on putting together kind of our strategic action plan for 3 to 5 years, and the board has done a nice job of starting that and setting that foundation, bringing in some of our members at large to that process. And now we're really excited to add that new perspective of the executive director to start to really finalize some of that action plan piece before the end of the year yet. So, you know, you get a year where you've got a nationals going on, and now we've got an RVTV event, and we hope to have some other exciting things in addition to Living Windows and Flag Day that we had earlier in the year, our normal kind of traditional things. But on top of that, we're also trying to set that real strategic vision to make it easier to carry through in the coming years. And we're very excited because Josh not only offers fresh perspective and ideas, he holds a project management certification, the PMP certification, and has a lot of training in strategic planning as well. So we're excited to kind of bring that into the fold as well.
Lots of things still going on with the Chamber this year. It's still to come. Talk about some of the events that you guys got coming up.
I know. Well, you know what? First and foremost, right coming up is RVTV, and we're so excited about this event because, well, one, it was a surprise. It was a surprise, but it's a great surprise. We hosted RVTV in 2012. We did such an outstanding job as a community, and kudos to our director at that time, Larissa Van Donsler. She did a great job of pulling together fantastic events, so much so that this is the last year they're running RVTV, and they selected Knoxville as an all-star community that they wanted to visit again. So we're so excited for that opportunity. We're looking to break the record attendance-wise of any community ever. So we really want to encourage people to come down to the square on Wednesday the 10th and really wear your Hawkeye or Cyclone gear and just have a really fun time where we have lots of great vendors. It's going to be really fun. And we've had a lot of volunteers, board members, and community members at large step up and take leadership roles and stuff so that we could pull off an event during the time that we were searching for that new executive director. So we're excited that Josh can come and step in, but so much work has already been done because of all of those efforts of people. So that's our first and foremost to get through, and then we'll have some other events coming up even yet this year with Living Windows and things like that too.
Sounds like a really exciting time for the Chamber, and this is a great way for you to be able to showcase the city as well.
It is, and one of the exciting things, like take RVTV for example, yes, Knoxville is selected as an all-star, so what we want to do is have a Marion County showcase and party that's hosted in Knoxville. So we'll have a chance to hopefully have the bands and cheer squads and things from different schools join us too and really come together as a county as well and showcase Knoxville and everything that's going on. And hopefully all the barricades will be removed from 3rd Street and it'll be part of the party as well. We can dance on the new street that's wrapping up with streetscapes. So there may be a little gravel involved in some places, but the crews are doing a great job too of trying to push through and make sure we can really showcase everything that's improving and happening and going on in town. So we're excited.
What's one place that people can find out information about the Chamber and the events that are going on and find out how to get involved?
Well, you can always check out our website, but I'm going to tell you a lot of things move fast, and so Facebook really is one of the best ways to keep informed. So we have our normal Chamber site as well as a special page up for RVTV Knoxville 2014, and check out that out. You get up-to-minute updates. You can always contact the Chamber as well. You can give us a call, or if you want to meet our new director or send him a quick email, you can reach him at director@winwithknoxville.com, and that winwithknoxville.com is our website as well. So check any of those out.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce President McCullough Sisker, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.